I'm ready, ready to go.
Yeah, go
ready
ahead.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Let me introduce you. Friends, let me introduce my introducer, Michael Murth. He's a great magician. He's a master of the one true magic, the magic I can believe in. Praise Michael Murth.
No, praise Bob.
Yes, well, we all praise Bob.
All right, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, oh boy, welcome to Con of the Cob and Witch's Ball 2011. How fun. Let's do some, powers of the mind demonstration real quick get us started. You thought it was just going to be like that and you're on? No. We don't do that. Would you help me? You can stay right where you are. You don't have to get up or anything. All right, I just want you to be thinking about a number from 1 to 10 million. Yeah, that could be a 7-digit number, see? So it could be a phone number. That's why we picked 10 million. Seems obscure. But in fact, an easy number to think of. I am writing on my whiteboard my prediction, believe it or not, of what you are going to say in just a few moments. Now, a very simple response, yes or no will do. Are you thinking of the number 472,832? Correctly predicted, ladies and gentlemen. The word she said, no. Well, that's my opening magic, the witch's watch. Do you like that? Yeah.
Go ahead and introduce me first, and then I'll.
And then you'll do a predictor.
You can do it
while I'm introducing. Fantastic. Well, you got a taste of him already here, kind of as an impromptu rant before we began. And some stories and fables and so forth. There will be more of that coming up as I introduce our first guest of the evening. Gives me very great pleasure, a good friend of mine, and I'm so glad he was willing to come and entertain you with this talk, shall we call it?
No, it's a sermon.
Oh, the sermon! Yes, it is. Evening's religious sermon. Let me introduce, put your hands together, Ivan Stang.
Yay me! Here is the magic, one of the magic numbers, 413013. I don't know if you can see it from here. Many people have said, why is 13013? You guys say that all the time. It's in all your artwork and everything. Bob! God! And by the way, Princess We Are Doe, people go, that's I'm the consort to of her. She's the queen of all the UFOs, the ones that aren't identified, unfortunately.
You're the trophy husband?
You're
the trophy husband?
Yes, okay. Exactly. Well, I was actually the palace janitor originally, but you know how princesses are. People seem to think her name is pronounced Way, and what they're missing is that it spells weirdo. And friends, I've noticed that there's a lot of weirdos and how shall I put this? Geeks, nerds, dorks, more people with glasses than you normally see outside of an optometrist's funeral. Which, by the way, I've actually been to. Her dad was an optometrist, very real popular optometrist in Warren, Ohio, but you never saw so many people with glasses all at one time, crying. And Devos. Say, we even have one of the Devos here, Devo Spice. That was I actually got all of his jokes. That worries me. A person my age shouldn't understand that stuff. I'm so old that I did the stop motion of Barbie and Ken in the Love Without Anger music video in the early 80s. That's how old I am. And I got paid $1,000 too.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, how about that? I wrote my whole sermon on the way up here. Actually, I haven't really started yet.